Natalie Lavenstein is with us. She works with the Regional Sustainable Development Partnerships. I've been telling you we're going to have intensive RSDP morning, and it begins right now with Natalie, who is working with David Abbas and others on recycling, composting, and waste has been an ongoing issue here, which we've covered in many different from many different angles here at the station. And right now, there is a recycle compost feasibility study and pilot project that is in the works. And as part of the study, they are really looking for community engagement. And so this is why Natalie's here. This is why we're going to be talking about this today on the station. Natalie, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you, Katya, for the warm welcome. I haven't been here before, so happy to be in this chair. It's my first time on radio, so
woo-hoo!
Hello, world.
Celebration. Yeah, this is fun. It's always really fun to have new people. And, you know, radio is just such an amazingly good way to get the word out. And so I'm so glad you initiated the contact and got us going on this. So we have talked about garbage and recycling, composting from many different angles here at Station. Had Christine McCarthy, the Environmental Services Director of the county, in numerous times. We knew about the composting project that ended up getting sidelined, or in any case didn't happen at the way it was originally planned up at Crystal Bay, but it seems like the ideas behind that have not completely died. Do you want to share what's happening right now with your work and the importance of figuring out what to do with recycling and composting and waste in Lake County?
Yeah, so I'll just tell everyone kind of why I'm here today and why we're even having this conversation.
Yep.
So some of you might be familiar with this. The landfill that services Lake County, Cook County, Duluth Greater Area, Carlton County, the City of Superior, that landfill is called the Superior Landfill, also known as the Moccas and Mike Landfill, and it is estimated to fill in the year 2026 or fill by 2026. When I was introduced to this project in August, that already sounded very close. And now that the new year has passed, 2026 is practically here. So these communities in Northeast Minnesota are kind of scrambling to find out where is the waste going to go. There's a lot of projects going on, and the one I'm here to share with you specifically is for Northeast communities along the North Shore and inland a bit. And we are called the Northeast Communities Recycling and Composting Collaborative. And our main objectives, we want to gain community support and knowledge about this and design with the community composting and recycling systems that will scale well into the future and that will eventually decrease the amount of solid waste going to landfills. And this is a pretty pressing matter. As I mentioned, 2026 is practically here. So we need to act fast and collaborate in our communities and find out what do we need, what do we want, and how are we going to get it done?
And I remember from talking to Christine that one of the county's hopes is to be building a more regionally local landfill. But I believe in order to even apply for the permit, you need to really show that you are diverting your waste. And so there are incentives on every level to be doing things a little differently than have been done in the past. What are some of the things on the docket here?
Yeah, so ideally we will ramp up recycling and ramp up composting and thereby decrease our solid waste. So we have a couple of pilot projects, one for composting, one for recycling. The composting pilot project represents a closed loop local system. We're working with a couple farmers near the Grand Marais community where food scraps from local restaurants go to a local farmer. The farmer creates compost and then uses it on their soils, on their farm. And then from there, they can imagine if they want to share compost back with the community. But eventually, you know, soil health will improve and the food produced by that farmer will be more nutrient dense and healthier. And so this has pretty big implications, not just for simply reducing waste to landfill, but it can have huge benefits for our local food systems.
Yes, and presumably trying to find out from people, like, what are their interests? How can we make this work in Lake County? Is there talk of a community composting spot where everyone brings their composting? Or is this going to be done individually? Or what's the system maybe going to look
like? Those are great questions. And we're going to ask the community that. We have community meetings coming up at the end of February, the last couple weeks of February. And we will have at least one meeting in Two Harbors specifically. We'll be in Silver Bay, Silver Creek, Schroeder, Lutzen, Grand Marais, Grand Portage as well. And in these meetings, we're going to ask folks what they want to see and what will work in their community. Next week, we have a survey that's launching. It's for the household level, where we're going to ask you your attitudes about composting and recycling, what you know about it, if you're practicing that right now, and your willingness for newer and better systems moving forward.
Nice. And how can people get these surveys?
We are posting them next week in various locations. It's going to be a few articles throughout the North Shore. We're going to be working with WTIP as well, the Cook County Herald magazine. We will have some posts on Facebook through the Cook County Zero Waste Facebook page. And we're still working out more ways to spread the word, but the link will also be on the Lake County website. That's one for sure spot you can go to. And along with the survey link, there's going to be information about the project in general and a list of the community meetings, where they are, what time, and how you can access them.
All right, so it's an online survey. Is there any paper or is it all online?
It's mostly online. We're going to have printed copies at the community meetings as well, and we're going to distribute some throughout the community. So if you need a paper copy, we'll have them probably at some coffee shops, libraries, things like that.
Okay. And is this anticipated to be an all-voluntary program? Like, this is just providing the opportunity, or is there potential ways coming down the pike where you have to do it? I'm guessing it's just a matter of your waste is going to be a lot more expensive if you don't.
Yeah. So, I mean, with the survey and the meetings, there's nothing binding technically. We want to learn from the community and present options for composting and recycling. So once we have the survey completed and the meetings done throughout the community, we will come back probably in March or April and meet with community leadership, county commissioners, things like that, and present these ideas. Hey, this is what your community liked. This is what they didn't like. These are some models that work really well in rural areas like this one. And then from there, RSDP and Lake County will kind of hold hands as they move from the ideation to implementation.
Okay, so ultimately this is a partnership between the county and RSDP, the University of Minnesota Extension's partnership.
Yeah, and it's all made possible by a grant from the MPCA. Oh. Lake County applied for that, I want to say over a year ago, was before I entered the scene, and they are the fiscal agents of that grant and leading this project, and RSDP is supporting them where we can.
I see. So ultimately, as this moves forward, it would be fun to have you and Christine together in the same room to really discuss how it's developing. That will be part of our future, I hope.
Definitely, yeah. And I'm hoping once the pilot projects are in full swing, we can maybe do some spotlights on a farmer and kind of share what this closed loop system really looks like and how it benefits the community.
Right. I've been talking about the disappearing landfill for years as a blessing in disguise, because it really is going to, I think, nudge us in a direction that brings so many benefits out of waste and not just price tags and the use of fossil fuels to drag our waste somewhere. So I'm really happy you're doing this. Natalie, how have you found this project to be so far? I mean, it sounds like it's still in its beginnings, but are you getting a sense of how open people are to doing recycling and composting, maybe even in a different way?
I think it's pretty mixed. I'm fairly new to Minnesota. I moved here in April, so almost a year ago.
Okay.
So I'm
welcome, by the way.
Thank you. Yeah. It's been incredible to be here is one thing, but to be here and be a part of imagining how great our futures can be in terms of waste and community health. I mean, it's really an honor. And I'm excited to engage with the community. It is a blend, though. I think some folks have some apprehension about composting and recycling. I think there's been some failures with recycling, and I think this opportunity will allow us to make improvements. And I think at these community meetings, we can speak to those folks and kind of demystify recycling a bit. There are laws in place that prohibit recycling going from homes to landfill if they are recyclable. There are systems in place, and we can make those better, especially if they're localized.
Right. Well said. And so, anything else? I'm speaking with Natalie Lavenstein, and we're talking about composting, recycling. We should repeat the information about this survey, because that's the most important thing right now. There's a survey. It's coming out. How long do we have to fill it out, and how do we find it?
The survey will launch sometime next week, end of January, early February. The survey will be mostly online. You can access it at the Lake County website. It will also be printed around the community in coffee shops, libraries, etc. And this is for the household level. So pretty much anyone who doesn't own a large institution, we will survey those later in the spring.
And everyone has a household. Everyone lives somewhere. So go fill out those surveys, people.
I was just going to say, on the surveys, you'll see information about these community meetings. And there should be one within comfortable driving distance from you, maybe even walking distance. So we hope to see you there. This will only be successful if folks show up and help design how they want the future to be. So we're really excited to see your face and to speak with you.
Thank you so much, Natalie. And we will have you on again soon.
Awesome. Thank you very much.
All right. That was Natalie Lavenstein. She is one of the coordinators of this new project between the RSDP with the University of Minnesota Extension and Lake County.